Welcome to the Practiceology 7 Questions in 7 Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wright. In this podcast, we share the secrets of elite allied health business ownership and teach you the strategies, tactics, and mindset needed to grow a highly profitable and successful allied health business that works without you. If you'd like to work directly with the Practiceology team and receive personal coaching and mentoring to help you earn more, work less, and enjoy your life as a health business owner, visit mypracticeology.com to find out more and apply. Welcome, everyone. In today's episode, I'm joined by Amelia Beeke from the great Michigan, I understand, in the USA. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Thanks for being part of the program, Amelia.
Thanks for having me here.
I'll do the formal intro. Amelia is a specialist in neuromusculoskeletal medicine, osteopathic manipulative medicine, nurturing health, and empowering patients to realize their amazing inherent capacity. She founded this Osteopathic Life, and I just love that name. So she founded this Osteopathic Life to expand the understanding and application of osteopathic philosophy beyond the clinical setting, ultimately serving as a guiding principle for a cultural revolution grounded in love and humanity. I love the depth of this. She specializes in design and facilitation of coaching programs for health professionals at all stages of education, training, and practice, and helping them unleash their inner potential to develop immunity to burnout, which is such a big topic, and finding success in any situation. I love where this one's going, Amelia. So, but can she do it all in 7 minutes?
Absolutely. Let's do
We'll see how we go. You right to go?
Yeah.
All right. Amelia, who's your ideal client at this Osteopathic Life?
Healthcare professionals who are finding themselves struggling with burnout, imposter phenomenon, and those challenges that are facing us now.
Which is most of us. So the problem you solve is essentially those things. It's epidemic, isn't it, in health professionals?
It is. Yeah. And the goal is to bring health to those who are providing healthcare to others.
Because we're often the worst at our own thing, aren't we, when we get into it?
Absolutely.
So question three already with 6.5 minutes left. So what are the typical symptoms, Amelia, people experience with burnout, imposter syndrome, and particularly health professionals? What are their symptoms?
So this one, we bought ourselves a little bit of time because it can be a wide range of experiences. So it can be very obvious. You dread going to work. You're disengaged with your patients. You just don't feel that same joy and zest. But it can also just be feeling tired at the end of the day, feeling a little snippier with your staff or with your family when you get home, and just not feeling like yourself. The things you used to like to do, you just don't find yourself wanting to do them. So it can reflect both in the workplace and at home.
So question four then. So if that's all we've got, common mistakes health professionals make when they're trying to solve that or they're trying to overcome that, what do we do wrong?
Yeah, this is a tricky one. So usually we try to solve everything outside of us. We want the system to work better and schedules to work better and patients to behave differently, when really our best option is to really focus inward and see what we can change for ourselves. And I want to be very clear that burnout is absolutely a systemic issue. But when we think about what are we going to do to combat it, our greatest sphere of influence is within ourselves.
So understanding we can do something about it if we appreciate that it's inside ourselves, not external.
Look at those things that you can control. And then the secret sauce is that once you do that, you become a greater advocate to actually make systemic change happen.
So question five, valuable free action. What can people do? Where do they start this journey of avoiding burnout and imposter syndrome? What can they do for themselves?
Yeah. One of the most powerful things that people who participate in my programs notice is that if they can begin to identify story versus fact, so what is real and true and factual here, and what is the story that I'm telling myself about it, can provide so much relief because it allows us to get clear, to figure out what actually we do want to change, and also recognize I can reduce my suffering if I begin to shift my perspective. And I want to add a little asterisk here. That doesn't mean, again, nothing around you needs to change. Absolutely, we hold the system accountable. But when you can provide yourself relief, you become a much better problem solver and contributor to those big solutions in the system. So identify story versus fact.
So can I delve? I've got a couple of look at my time. I got so story because you're saying we tell ourselves stories, do we, as health? Mm-hmm. What's the story versus fact?
Yeah, and stories are amazing. Stories are how we are human, and that's the tapestry of our lives. But sometimes you might have 10 patients on your schedule, let's say, and somebody might think, this is an amazing day. My schedule's full. I'm going to help so many people. I'm going to earn good revenue today. Some might see 10 and say, that's way too many. I'm never going to get through this. It's going to be a horrible day. I'll never finish my notes. And so just that neutral circumstance is the 10 patients on the schedule. And we get to choose what dialogue we have about that. And it can shift the way we feel in that day. And that's true for anything that's happening. And it doesn't mean anything is wrong with your story, but just noticing the story you're telling and how it's making you feel. And if you'd like to feel better, you can begin to shift that narrative right now.
Got it. So a valuable free resource, a couple of minutes left. What can they get? Where can they go? How can they get some help? What have you got for them?
Yeah, well, feel free to visit my website, thisosteopathiclife.com. It's a whole lot of letters, but it's pretty explanatory, unlike my surname. And there you'll find a podcast, which I put out episodes solo in conversations, interview episodes each week. And I also have a number of articles on burnout, some that I've written and others that are referenced, where you can get a sense of, oh, this is what it feels like, and that you're not alone, and begin to build your repertoire of skills to address, treat, and hopefully prevent burnout.
And that's, sorry, thisosteopathiclife.com.
Correct. But and you can find This Osteopathic Life on Facebook and Instagram as well, but the website has the most robust resources.
But it's not just for, oh no, it says This Osteopathic Life, but it's not just for osteopaths, is it?
Yeah, and this is going to give me a sneak preview to my final question, but the subtext is for the health of all things. And so it's really for everyone. That's the whole point of This Osteopathic Life, is that the osteopathic concept is really about supporting and nurturing health. And so it really is for all healthcare professionals, but really all people. I have former patients who listen. My mom is probably my number one listener and still doesn't quite understand what I do clinically, but it can resonate with the things that I share on the podcast and the articles that I write.
So I might have stolen the last question with about a minute and a bit to go. The one question I should have asked you that I didn't, have I already crueled
it? All right. No, I'm going to take liberty. So two things. People often want to know, is there one specific thing we can all do? And the answer really is no, right? There is the right thing for you to do. And being willing to look for that is key. And then the one I was going to offer up that we gave a little sneak preview for is the one I ask all people at the end of my own podcast is, how do you see yourself for the health of all things? And I don't often answer it because I'm asking it of my guests. And what I would say is supporting the capacity that we all have to be well and to have joy in what it is we're doing is my goal and my role. And sometimes that's in the clinical world with seeing patients, but it's also being able to look beyond that. So for those who are listening, trust the amazing care that you're giving to your patients and to your clients, but also see how that might be expanded into your community or into your family, and how you can take the good that you're already doing and just pivot and shift the application and bring more health and joy to the world around you.
What I like about what you guys are doing, you're taking it so much deeper than what we learned at university. Yeah, you just the whole wellness lifestyle psychology, the whole thing. We just didn't do it at uni. We did none of this.
Yeah, we learned what we needed to learn to take care of patients, and now we have the opportunity to expand that.
So, what's the URL again, Amudi? Where do they go?
thisosteopathiclife.com.
And the podcast?
The podcast is the same name, This Osteopathic Life, and same on Instagram and Facebook. I put some 1-minute meditations on there. So it's a nice place to visit and take a moment for yourself.
Amelia Beakey, thanks for joining us on the Practiceology Podcast. That was great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Practiceology 7 Questions in 7 Minutes Podcast. For more episodes and to subscribe, rate and leave a review, head over to iTunes. And if you'd like to increase your health business profits, reduce your personal work hours and spend more time with your family and friends, you can find out more about the Practiceology Mentor Program at mypracticeology.com.